What if the very thing that sets you apart is the key to everything you're striving for? Welcome to Uncommon Edge, the podcast for those who are done with the ordinary and ready to own what makes them different. I'm DJ Newman, and if you're here, it's because you know you're built for more. You're uncommon by design, ready to break boundaries and build a life of purpose, success, and impact. Each week, we'll dive into hard-hitting strategies, raw stories from the trenches, and the tools that will sharpen your edge. From game-changing lessons to deep-diving interviews, this is your space to rise up, build, and make your mark. Whether you're growing a business, dreaming of starting one, or looking to level up in life, you'll leave each episode with insights and inspiration to make it happen. You weren't designed to blend in, you were designed to stand out. So if you're ready to defy the norm and bring out your best, let's dive in, get to work. Your journey to owning your uncommon edge starts now. Have you ever wondered why some people skyrocket in success while others spend years grinding with little to show for it? It's not talent, it's not luck, it's actually immersion. The fastest way to level up isn't learning more, it's surrounding yourself with the right people who force you to think and play bigger. That's exactly what I experienced at Funnel Hacking Live this week, and I'm breaking it all down for you today. This is the Uncommon Edge. Hey, I want to talk to you about why immersion absolutely trumps knowledge. And all these like learning skills in isolation that, you know, we've done the courses, we've done the books, we've done all these things, but by learning in isolation is one thing, but learning in a high performance environment is game changing. If you've never done it before, it's absolutely amazing. Imagine trying to become like an elite athlete by training alone in your backyard. Now picture training in an Olympic facility surrounded by world-class competitors getting real-time feedback. Who do you think levels up faster? That's the power of immersion. Now, you don't just learn faster, you think bigger, execute bigger, bolder, and develop an edge that you can't get anywhere else. I've spent like thousands and thousands of dollars on events like this, and I'm getting around big thinkers. And what I've learned is it's not even necessarily the event. The events are great, and the education you get off stage is phenomenal. But the conversations and the things that happen in the audience, as well as in the networking and dinners and all the different things that happen outside of the event, is where a lot of the real golden nuggets start forming. And it changes like the state that you're in and your mindset of it. I even at this event took my 13-year-old daughter, Ava, and she had an amazing turnaround of state as well. One of the speakers at this event was Tony Robbins, and like even his talk reinforces this idea that I'm talking about here and how your energy actually ends up like dictating your decisions. See, like he talked about, you can have the best business strategies around, but business strategy is only 20% of the overall picture. In reality, 80% of like what happens is your emotional, mental, and physiological state and how you show up. You know, he kind of gave an example on stage where he's like, man, if I came out on stage and I all of a sudden just had this different presence of me and I just walk, and he slowly walks up on stage and he kind of flops down on the chair. He goes, hey, everybody, I'm Tony Robbins, and you know, you're not. You know, I'm a millionaire, billionaire. You know, I know a lot of things. I'm going to teach you a lot of things. And he gave that example. He says, but no, I can't do that. I got to get up, and I got to be energized, and I got to pass that energy and transfer that energy to the crowd and get all excited. I mean, you can hear it in my voice as well and how I'm trying to show up here for you talking about this stuff, but your state of mind, your physiology, all that stuff plays such a big picture, because if you don't have the proper mental state and the proper presence when you're going to execute on the strategies, you're not going to get buy-in, because when you go to get the strategy with your team or your partner or whatever it is that you just got done learning and you want to try to explain it to them, if you don't show up in the proper state and the proper mental capacity to execute on those things, the strategy doesn't really matter. And that was a pretty big eye-opener for me, and I've kind of always practiced that state thing. I'm usually the guy that's smiling and engaging with people enthusiastically. Maybe that's part of my Dale Carnegie background training and stuff like that, because they always said, you know, if you act enthusiastic, you will be enthusiastic, and that is a huge indicator and a great start to the state. But the energy, the movement, the emotional shifts that you have, and Tony demonstrated that firsthand on stage when he can actually control the audience's state through his own state. So, like, you know, I want to challenge you right now. If you're capable and able, stand up and shake your arms out and take a deep breath and just smile and feel the shift that happens. That's the power of your state of control. You know, if you're doing sales calls, try smiling while you're doing the sales calls. And you know, I've even done it where I've shown up in the office on the weekends and I dress for success, even though nobody might be seeing me, because the way you dress and the way you show up all alter your state and what's going on. And when you're smiling on the phone, talking to the customer, even if you don't want to be smiling, that smile passes through frequency on the phone, whether you realize it or not. These are all powerful things about state. And when you're in an environment that is immersed in everybody with high frequency and high energy and high state, you have an opportunity to allow that to, you know, get you hyped up and get you doing the thing. And you saw that through other speakers. Like, there was another speaker there, Myron Golden. If you're not familiar with him, I highly recommend you check this guy out. He had an amazing presence about him, and I've been watching him for a while, read a lot of his books. It was really cool to see him in person. And, you know, he on stage talked about millionaire math and how offers are more important than money, and how a pack of Tic Tacs costs the same as a Lamborghini, or a Lamborghini costs the same as a pack of Tic Tacs. And you might be thinking, DJ, what the heck are you talking about? Tic Tacs do not cost the same as a Lamborghini. And as he broke down the structure, which is more than what we're going to be getting into here, but he shows, like, if you make an offer that is, you know, let's say $1 million, right? $1 million offer is going to get you $1 million. But you can also break that down and sell, you know, 10,000, $1,000 things or whatever. And he says, just by shifting the zeros on that $1 million and bring it down to the dollar amount you have to sell an offer for, that's the quickest way to get to $1 million. You can sell $1 million thing one time, or you can sell, you know, 100 million things or 100,000 things that are $10 or whatnot. And it just shows it. So you just pull the zero from one to the other, and, you know, you could sell or $500,000 things. These are all really neat ways of looking at this type of math, and it gets you to start thinking big. You know, these are conversations that you don't normally have out on, you know, regular friend group conversations and stuff like that. And when you start leveling up your circle that you surround yourself with, and you immerse yourself where you can have these conversations, like, okay, well, what offers do I have to make to be able to get into the thing that I actually want and pay for the things that I actually need and get those things going? It's really, really amazing when you start thinking of that way, you know, but paying things with offers instead of money, and exchanging your time, not for money, but end up turning your offers into that money. It's really cool how he breaks it all down, and the different levels of value that you can bring to the table, whether that's exchanging your time for money, which is the lowest level of value, or you can start to learn to manage where you're getting people to do things for you. That's the next level. And then communication is the third level, and that's where you actually inspire people to do the things through communication and being able to articulate very simple or complex things in a simple way. And then your imagination, which is the highest level, and that's where you start to get creative and start making these offers and doing all these different things. And these are all really important things that you can start doing. So ask yourself, like, what's one way you can make your offer more resistible, whether it's in business or whatever it is that you're trying to do? How can you level that up and figure out those types of things? And then, you know, Russell Brunson was there. You know, he's, you know, obviously one of the founders of ClickFunnels. So he was there talking about, like, the speed of implementation, and he got really vulnerable with us on stage, and he showed a teaching that he did earlier that day. He actually went and did it live with an audience member on stage and created an offer and broke down, like, the different stories that are in that offer and how to do it. And as you're immersed in seeing these types of things and these speakers, and you hear the conversations in the audience as you're seeing this and supporting each other on and getting all worked up, this is where, like, excitement and all the different things start, like, piling up and compounding the way you show up when you come back home. And what I want you to do is not only, like, go to these types of events and get these types of exposures and experiences, but bring them back home and try to replicate those experiences with your friends and your family. And if you're doing that and you're getting, like, a lot of pushback, well, maybe it's time to start leveling up the friend group and how all that ends up correlating, you know, because you want to be able to get inspired and be inspiring along the same way. So, like, you know, when it comes to getting into these things and about, like, the speed of implementation and all that type of stuff, like, what one idea are you sitting on right now that you haven't been executing on? Like, these are the types of thoughts that start going through my head when I go to these types of events and get y'all all excited, which is why I brought my daughter to this event. You know, she's been asking me for a few years now. She's like, "Hey, Dad, when am I going to be able to go to these business? You go to all these business conferences and things like that." And, you know, most of them are stuffy. Well, Funnel Hackers is, like, alive. It's more like a rock concert of business stuff. And I've been to, like, GrowthCon and all kinds of other amazing events, Home Service Freedom and all these cool things, and Dale Carnegie stuff. And all of them have their own positives and negatives that are associated with them. But this one, I was like, you know what? Yes, let's go this time. And I brought her along, and day one, she was, like, clammed up. And my daughter's usually not one to clam up. But in this environment, she's young, you know, she's 13, and she's surrounded by all these business owners and stuff like that. And it was cool because there was a small handful of other teenagers that were there. And so she started talking with them and leveling up and talking about all the different things. And by day two, she got a little more confident. And then day three, she starts talking to the speakers. She saw them in the hallway, and she kind of leveraged her age a little bit. She says, "Hey, I'm 13 years old, and I'd love to learn from you a little bit." And, you know, the speakers gladly gave some time away to her to, you know, inspire her up. I mean, could you imagine being 13 years old, being in that environment with millionaires and billionaires and people that are just starting up and all these different things and the high energy and understanding the vibrational frequency that is around being that energy? Like, actually seeing my daughter transform throughout the event proved, like, that immersion doesn't just impact the business. It actually can shape your identity and how you show up and that entire aura of how you show up. That is the power of getting in the room and sharpening your edge when it comes to the people you decide to surround yourself with. In the interim, like understanding that the opposite can happen if you get around the wrong people. So it's just super important to understand like who we surround ourselves with at any age dictates what we believe is possible. And watching her go through that experience and seeing it and understanding that like I experienced those same experiences when I was well into my 30s, the first time that I ever went into any one of these types of things, and seeing her do it at 13 was just amazing. Watching that happen. And then not just her, but seeing the other people around. And now this is the really cool thing. The really cool thing. You never understand who you impact during these types of endeavors. See, my daughter was like really nervous to ask questions. There was a section where we broke out into like little round tables and stuff like that. And there was a person that was talking about using enthusiasm as like a superpower, pretty much. Her name was McCall Jones. She was one of the speakers. Amazing individual. If you ever have an opportunity to look her up, look up McCall Jones. And my daughter was inspired to want to start doing something. She's wanting to put together a course for people that are like kids that are wanting to get into acting. So my daughter does some local theater acting and stuff like that. And she wants to help kids build confidence and into doing auditions and stuff like that. So she ended up asking McCall Jones about the course and how she can go about doing it and using her enthusiasm, stuff like that. And McCall like genuinely came out and delivered like all these truth bombs to Ava. And it was really cool to see. What we didn't know at that moment was there was another girl, a woman that was in the audience that struggled with doing any type of speaking because she wanted to be able to speak confidently because English wasn't her first language. And she was so inspired by Ava asking questions and articulating the thing and the interaction that she and McCall had during this roundtable event. Later on, she ended up finding us in the event. She saw Ava get up and she hurried up and ran over to Ava and started saying how much she inspired her to, and she wanted to be Ava's first customer when she finally gets it all put together because the interaction that happened. And that was such a gift to Ava to receive that at the event because, you know, that was one of those things like Ava was thinking like, this is something I want to do. And she turned to me and she goes, Dad, now like I have to do it. How cool of a gift is that to give? So not only did Ava inspire this woman, she also turned around and reinforced the inspiration that Ava had. This is the power of being in the room and getting inspired by each other. And you don't understand the impact that you can make and the impact that others will have on you. And you won't know until you actually take the leap of faith and do that. And it doesn't have to be at a big event like Funnel Hacker or Growth Con or all these other things. I mean, there's thousands of them that are out there. It's just something that needs to happen so you can get in that like think tank and that energy so it launches you into the next thing. But understand, motivation is just like bathing. You have to do it daily, and you can't be at these events every single day as fun as it would be. Actually, sometimes getting involved in these events can actually detract you because you get involved into the entertainment aspect of these events. You forget to go ahead and take action. So I believe I said this on one of our earlier episodes, but education is one thing, but the implementation is how you get mastery. So taking these things back and implementing them and having a peer group that pushes you further along down the pipeline and inspiring you to do big things and think big are all ways to get things rolling. And it's that immersion. You know, when you forge steel, you heat it up. And let's say you're forging a sword, for example. You're forging that sword and you heat it up. And when you get to a certain thing, you got to soak it into the oil or you submerge it. And then it hardens up and then you heat it up again. And you submerge it, rapidly heating it up and cooling it down. And that strengthens the steel. Well, that same thing happens to you when you get immersed in all this type of stuff. You get really heated up, and then you go immerse yourself, and it starts building up over and over again. Success leaves clues, not just in other people, but in different things. You can use these analogies, like I was just talking about with the sword thing. These are all amazing things that you can do, and it all starts by immersing. Listening to this podcast is another way for you to immerse yourself around bigger thinking and excitement, and hopefully the enthusiasm that I'm having while recording this is transferring through the radio waves and maybe getting into you, and maybe you're feeling something inside that's like, man, yeah, like getting excited. This is another way of immersion. So every episode, I always try to find like some way for you to actually apply the thing. So I want you to actually like sit down and just audit your environment. Who are the top five people you're talking to daily? What are the challenges you are keeping to yourself? Like, what are the challenges that are getting you uncomfortable? What is that? If the answer is that you're actually comfortable, you need a new room. Like, how are you getting yourself uncomfortable? Because, and I'm sure you've heard this before, growth comes from outside your comfort zone. So what are you doing lately to get uncomfortable? And getting in an immersive room sometimes is really uncomfortable, especially if you're an introvert. But if you just act enthusiastic, you will be enthusiastic. And guess what? You'll learn something about yourself you don't know right now by being in that immersion and getting around new people and new ideas and new things. Understanding that proximity is power, and when you put yourself in an environment, like an event, a mastermind, a group of big thinkers and or friends that level you up, these are really important and powerful things. And if you can't afford a high-ticket event, I mean, I've spent stupid amount of monies on these things, but if you can't afford to do that right now, there's a lot of free local groups. I'll tell you what, when I first started out, I was just going into like chat rooms that were niched to my business, like the forums and stuff like that. Cleaning and restoration is where I was coming in. So I was doing things in those forums, and you can get hyped up in those groups. So find out like what groups are powerful. It could be a Facebook group. It could be a forum. It could be, you know, all these different things. You can start with that free stuff, and it's just as powerful. It all starts with your mind. 80% of what you do is mindset and the state in which you set yourself in. Understand that and understand the power of the state, because only 20% of this game is strategy. So it's all about that mindset. And I don't know about you, but I find that the environment that you plant yourself in is so important to your mindset. You know, think about it like as a farmer. Like, have you ever seen the zone maps of where you can plant certain flowers or certain crops and other odds and ends? I'm from Michigan. Planting a palm tree up here in Michigan is not going to work out too well for you, because it needs a certain environment to grow and thrive. There's a reason why it needs the different types of sunshine. So find the environment that's right for you that you're going to thrive in, and then take immediate action when you're in that proximity. Success isn't just about like who you know. It's about what you do with the insights you gain. And that took me years to understand, because there were times where I was getting all this information and it was like, you're collecting it like it's freaking Pokemon cards or baseball cards or any type of collectible. You're just collecting all these things and you're hoarding all these things, but you're not applying them. And I'm guilty of that for years. And, you know, and the more I apply them, the more you learn about them. And then you come back and you start having these better conversations, and it's just really cool. So the difference between consumers of knowledge and creators of impact is the implementation. So I want you to walk away today with one final challenge. The final takeaway that I want you to have is success that doesn't come from grinding harder. It actually comes from getting into the right rooms and then implementing the things that you learn from those rooms. This is the challenge. Change your state. Before your next big decision, I want you to try it now. Just like get into that mindset of, hey, I'm doing the thing. I'm getting into that room. I'm doing the thing. Reach out to one person a day who forces you to think bigger. We all have at least one. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be an acquaintance. One of the biggest lessons that I had to learn at some point was that sometimes the people that barely know you will level you up in ways that your closest people to you will sometimes tear you down. Isn't that crazy? That is absolutely bananas. But that's the honest to God truth. Sometimes total strangers can sometimes have better intentions for you than some of your closest friends. So who's that one person you can reach out today? Maybe it's a person on the forum or in that Facebook group or whatever. And the other thing you realize is people that are ahead of you won't be tearing you down. They actually want to reach back and help. So make that thought, you know, go into your mind here. And make a move that scares you. So that's the other thing I want you to do. Make a move that scares you. If it feels uncomfortable, I promise you, you're on the right track. So that's your challenge, your 1-2-3 challenge. Change your state, reach out to one person today who forces you to think bigger, and make a move that actually scares you. The right environment can change everything. Surround yourself with those who make you better and sharpen your edge daily. And you know what? If you know someone that thinks bigger and thinks better, I want you to take a moment and go to theuncommonedgepodcast.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see a link down there to sign up to be a guest on here, because I want to start interviewing people that have that uncommon edge, that big thinking, that thing that's going to like be able to bring some knowledge to this forum. And we have some great guests that are going to be lining up. We have a few already on docket, so it's going to be really great to see. But if you know somebody that could bring that level up environment, that immersion here, or maybe that's you, sign up. TheUncommonEdgePodcast.com and take it out. So with that being said, I want y'all to stand out, stay sharp, let's go.